Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with
Monica Samtani, Director of Be the Future.
And
Sarva Rajendra, Executive Producer of Be the Future.
And we are talking to them because not only is it a local filmmaker we want to salute, love it.
Thank you.
But also it's playing at a film festival, right? Remind us the festival and the dates.
It's the DC South Asian Film Festival. It's the weekend of September 7th here in DC.
Awesome. So everybody check it out. Let's talk about the movie itself. How did you get inspired to do this? Because I know you've been like working around. We remember you from TV, right?
Thank you.
Remember our local listeners?
Yes. Channel 9, the CBS local station.
For
morning
many
news.
Years.
Too many years. Lots of years.
And now you've transitioned into doing some filmmaking on some social causes here. Yeah. And this movie is exciting. Give us the basic premise.
The premise of the film is this. It takes place in Bangalore, India. I would say it's an inspiring and uplifting film about children who see a spelling bee as not just a competition, but a ticket out of their current situation and poverty. It's like winning the lottery ticket. And should they win, it doesn't just mean that they get a college scholarship. This means the success of potentially their family and even back to their village.
Awesome. Now, how did you actually find out about this story? Because it's such a cool concept, but how do you here in the DC area, what sparks that idea or how do you come across that story?
I've been very fortunate to work with a local family from Virginia who has run a school for girls for now 20 years. And through the work that I've done with them, I found out about an outreach program that they do, which is this spelling bee. So I thought, you know, how interesting would it be to go back, take some filmmakers and a crew from Washington and combine it with local crew in Bangalore and do a story about a spelling bee. And we've been really fortunate because I don't want to give the story away, but the winner got an opportunity to then come back to Washington and attend the National Spelling Bee here. And it has completely changed her life, having been here to DC and to the States.
Wow. Yes, I'm glad. Let's not give it away, but your word is spoilers. Can you use it in a sentence, please? Can I get the definition of spoiler?
The spoiler would
be... Just joking.
Be...
That's my spelling bee joke. How did you get involved?
So actually, it's my family that began Sahasra Deepika Foundation, which is based in Bangalore, India, and has been working with children for 20 years. And my father, about 10 years ago, started the spelling bee program because there's a lot of kids in school that are government schools. They don't get enough chance to really learn English, but English seems to be the great divider in terms of opportunities and learning. And he wanted to inspire them, and he just loved the spelling bee concept and modeled this based on the spelling bees he'd seen here in the U.S. And now we're celebrating our 10th anniversary spelling bee in January.
Oh, congrats.
We reach about 2,500 kids every year, and this has proven to be a really inspirational and also a fun way for them to expand their language skills, get a chance to compete, get a chance to kind of show what they can do, and also bring some pride to their school and to their families as well.
Awesome. It's important to remember, I think, Jason, that language can be a barrier to success. And most of these children who come from villages, they don't have access to English. So what this spelling bee does is not only teach them words, but actually they start learning English as a language. And that opportunity for them can open up so many doors should they win or even should they compete in this spelling bee. Because there's about, 30 schools that are involved?
Yes, about 30 schools
across Bangalore.
Yeah, because what happens is, if you can afford it, you send your child to a private school where the medium of instruction is in English.
Right.
If you can't afford that those fees, then they go to government schools where it would be in the state language, which is Kannada in the state of Karnataka. So it's not that they do get exposed to English, but as the city has become so cosmopolitan and everything, if you don't know it, you're dealing with people from all over India, all over the world, and it can really hinder your prospects. And most of the best colleges and all the curriculum is taught in English. So it becomes an interesting way to also help them navigate that and not feel in some way that they're deficient in their skills, in their ambitions.
What I loved as a filmmaker is taking a step back and starting with the journey into the spelling bee. It's not just that we show a spelling bee.
Right.
We go back and we highlight some of the students that are going to be in the spelling bee. Now, We did not know, obviously, who was going to win. We took our chances, because when you go to these kinds of villages and these kinds of homes, you never even know if they'll show up.
Right.
The parents are working night and day. They have jobs as
caretakers or drivers or laborers and
construction workers.
We just picked the students that we profiled just by chance because their parents were available.
They happen to be available. What the beauty of this film is that we actually go back to their homes.
Mm-hmm. Sit down and interview them.
We sit down and interview them and their father or mother, whoever's available, and we get a glimpse of their actual real life and not just being at school. Then we actually go to their schools and we see them and how they're participating in the spelling bee in terms of their practicing. They're getting up at 5 in the morning, going through words, 1,000 words for hours in the morning, and then coming back after school and practicing again, 1,000 words in the evening. I mean, this means everything. Imagine that idea that this can get me out.
Right.
So we see the journey, and what's so fabulous about this film, and again, no spoilers here, and I do know how to spell that word, Jason. I'm a good speller. But is that one of the students that we interview, we were so surprised that student won the spelling bee. And again,
You never know.
We didn't know, and we filmed this student. I'm not going to say if it's a boy or a girl.
Okay.
We filmed that student days before the actual spelling bee. So when that happened, imagine the surprise and the joy that we felt seeing that unfold.
And relief.
We got that post.
Just got so much easier.
Oh, my gosh. And it was amazing. And then we followed the student back home after the spelling bee.
Yeah.
Long ride, because these kids live pretty far away from the city.
Right.
And saw the reaction of the parents. You know, they don't have telephones. They didn't have anything that the student could call and say.
They're filming as they knock on the door and share the news.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the also interesting things that you see in the film is how much education means to their family and how much the parents really want to see that their children move up in the world and are able to be educated. And seeing that passion and the support that they had was really touching, because it doesn't matter how low on the ladder that you are, you still aspire for those greater things for your kids.
It means everything.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Just like you guys coming in, it means everything. But we're not done yet. So you mentioned, I don't want to talk about the specific winner because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's watching it. But maybe pick 2 or 3 characters and tell me about who are some of the cool kids that we follow here.
What's cool about the kids that we follow here is that we're not just following the girls, because generally speaking, and the work that Sarva and her family have been doing for 20 years have been with girls, but the outreach program includes the boys, because we can't forget that boys are in the same situation in terms of their poverty level and opportunity level that they have or not have. So what was fascinating for me was to see in this film that it mattered just as much to the boys. So one of the characters is a boy, and you see the interesting piece is that he's competing with his peer at school, and they're best friends.
Friends and rivals now.
And that's part of the story as well. So I think those two characters for me. And the third character for me was another girl. And to see that her father supported her so much. Mm. Oftentimes we hear, especially when we're looking from abroad or far away, is that none of these girls have the support of their dads. But in this case, to see that and to hear the words, my daughter is the same as my son.
Right.
And if she wins, this could change everything for us. And I believe in her. And I know she can do this. And for her, that's so, first of all, uplifting for us to hear. But imagine what that does for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that for me is one of the most beautiful things about this film.
So great. Clearly the family stories give us a lot of narrative juice here. But I'm curious, from just the director side and storyboarding or just visually conceptualizing it, I mean, you must sit down and you're like, okay, we're dealing with words. We're dealing with spelling bees and letters. How am I as a filmmaker going to make this visual? So what did you do for that? Was there a certain B-roll you set out to get? Or explain sort of how you made it come to visual life as opposed to just words on a page.
Well, first of all, the words we look at and we show them on the screen as they're being said, because there is an accent, obviously. So we have them written out. They're superimposed.
Okay.
But they're very simple words. They get progressively harder because this is, by the way, the longest running spelling bee in the history of this program.
Oh, wow.
Because the kids were so well prepared. Wow. They ran out of words. They have 1,000 words and they ran out of words. So then people, the judges had to start writing words and placing them on the stage and saying to the host, say this word, say this word. They were so well prepared. Imagine that.
Cool.
But the way, I think we just got lucky because of that. So we didn't have to worry about, wow, these are just simple 3-letter and then 4-letter and then maybe 5-letter words. It was the
That's
whole
when
idea
I jump off the
of
train
the tension.
After 5.
Yeah, after that, I'm like,
by the end of the movie, I'm not even going to know what we're talking about, but it's going to look great.
Exactly.
So it was so fascinating that in the end, we didn't even have to worry about that because you get so engrossed in the tension that's now created with the idea that there's 2 people left on stage. They've run out of words.
Right.
What is going to happen now and who's going to win? And it ends up being those 2 best friends.
Oh, wow.
Who we got on film.
That's
again,
right.
What are the chances of that? You know,
we even knew anything about who was going to win the competition.
Exactly.
And again, that's the truth. People ask us all the time, did you go and film the winner after? And we're like, I promise you, we did not.
Yeah.
We got them before. So it was, I guess we were just very lucky.
Very lucky, yeah. We piled into a car after the bee and tried to find her house, the winner's house, and then tried to, you know, get the filming. And it was just, the whole process was really exciting. I'm not a filmmaker, but just seeing
how they,
well, now I am, I guess, but, you know, watching
she
the
has
crew
friends
in action.
In high places,
I have,
you know.
Yes.
Or
good
I
connection.
Do, actually.
One or the other.
We're both very lucky.
Oh, but seeing the story come together, because there is drama in, and you can find it in these stories of these children, their aspirations. You can see it in the contest and just watching the faces when they're disappointed and crushed because they didn't win.
Yeah.
Or they've met, you know, their school is now out of the competition. There was also, you know, a school that kind of dominates every year. As we know, sometimes that happens in any kind of competition.
Right.
And seeing, you know, other people trying to encourage and help. And it's just, you know, all around being able for Monica and the crew to capture all of that and crystallize this a very short film was just really an incredible thing to see because the story is really truly compelling. And when I saw it for the first time after the final edits, I knew the outcome, but I was still like leaning forward in my seat,
on
hanging
edge.
Off
that's
the edge.
Like
you know, like,
right there,
did
you
she
know
get it or not?
And you were there. You knew.
And I was there.
But
and
don't spell it wrong.
Yeah.
I know how it's spelled because I was there.
Exactly.
I don't know what it means, but I know how to spell it.
And, there's and you know what? So, again, the National Spelling Bee here in the United States, the executive director, Paige Kimball, we got in touch with her. She saw the film. She found out about this program, and she loved it so much. She invited the winner to attend this year, which is what I was referencing earlier in the interview. And
so the winner in the movie is going to, or you mean in the future, the next year?
The winner
she came
in the movie
in June.
Already came.
Yeah,
wow.
Attended the National Spelling Bee, completely sponsored by them. Got to stay at MGM National Harbor.
Wow.
Got to visit all the sites of DC with the kids that were involved in the spelling bee.
Now, did you film this too, or the movie was already over at that point, right?
We took pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We took pictures, but
maybe
you know,
slip it into the end credits.
That
right.
would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think to answer your question, sure, we, of course, planned. We did a storyboard. We created the framework for the film. But I think sometimes as a very small filmmaker, you go over there and you have just this faith that this is a good story. And we're going to let things unfold as they may. And we're going to make sure our cameras are rolling.
Yes, exactly.
And I think in this case that idea that this is such a great program and it means so much and the world should know about it was really the faith that we had in the story and the film.
Right. Well, you know, it's the same thing. It's kind of like an interview. You know, I had my quote unquote audio storyboards, but I had faith that just open these mics up. We would get some good stuff. And it worked. Before we go, for the filmmaking geeks out there, how many hours of footage did you shoot? Just in terms of time frame, how much production took, how long you went over there, and then how long it took to edit?
Did it within like 4 days.
So the actual filming was about 4 days. Not all of them were full days, but 4 days the span of. And then the unplanned going and following the winner. But the planning phase I would say took months. And then having to get everybody over there. So that all takes coordination. I mean, I think that overall end to end, getting the film out there was 2 years because it's so far away. And there were pieces of the spelling bee that we wanted to get later, and the girls and the boys' lives. So all in all, a good 2 years, and it's a 15-minute film.
Oh, so it's a short.
It's a documentary short, yes.
Oh, everyone, awesome. Come and see it.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
that's nothing.
Please, yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, speaking of which, this is the perfect way to wrap up. How excited were you when you got into the festival, too, and why should we come out?
We got into two festivals.
Yes, we're in the D.C. and Chicago South Asian Film Festival on September 20th weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're really excited to get the chance to showcase the film and also spread the word about what we're doing in India and tell this really dramatic story that seems to really capture people's imagination. The audiences we've shown it to, you know, at small private events, you know, have really responded well. And everyone has that same reaction of like, oh, my gosh, who's going to win, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really fall into the story.
Whenever
we
find out,
you said it wrong. You got into two festivals so far.
Oh yeah,
so far.
There you go.
That's right. It's going, baby.
It's gonna go. You know it. You know it. And I would say that every time we find out that we have these small, even the baby step successes, yes, and the big ones like this, we cry.
Oh.
We cry.
Yeah. They're crying in here, guys. You can't see it, but the microphones are just covered. That's why we had to put the little
tears of joy, Jason. We're very happy. We're very happy. A lot of heart and soul went into this, not only on the part of me, the director, or Sarva, but everyone on the team.
Yeah.
I think that all of us, we have a text thread going on, and every time we hear some good news, we all literally leap for joy. We're so happy.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, everybody, come check out the movie and come to the festival. Thanks so much for coming in. It sounds great. I'm going to go watch it right when we get off of here.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. We have an audience. Thanks.
Audience of one.
Audience of one.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.